It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day in this beauty. Would you be mine? It's heavy. Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you? Oh, I've been thinking about you the whole way down the street as I carried that big cage. You saw what I had in my pocket, didn't you? A banana. Now, what's in the cage likes to eat bananas. So could you guess what might be in the cage? Okay, let's look. It's a toucan. It's a bird. Did you think it might be a monkey? It's a bird. Hi. That's a bird from South America. Do you think you'd stay up in your swing a little bit? Oh, good. Hop down. I'd like to give you a piece of banana. You like all kinds of fruit, don't you, Mr. Toucan? Here. Could you take a bite? Would you like a bite of banana? Can you get it? You have such a big bill. Here. You're sharpening it. Now you can take a bite. I don't think he wants it. There. Looks like a clown, doesn't he? This banana's starting to look like your bill. Yeah. You think it's another? Here, I'll leave it here. Whenever you want it, then you'll be able to eat it. Okay? There. There you go. There. Do you ever see a bird like this? Usually you see them in a zoo, if you're lucky enough to get to a zoo sometime. It does look like a clown, don't you think? Okay, we won't bother with that then. No, you'd just rather talk, huh? Do you know any people who, every once in a while, they're just afraid that somebody isn't going to like what they're planning to do, so they think they'll just be a clown themselves instead of themselves? Do you? A clown, a clown. I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town. A clown, that's what I'll be, a clown. Sometimes I feel when I'm afraid that I will never make the grade. So I become somebody else and show the town my other selves. I'm not quite sure of me, you see, when I have to make a clown of me. A clown, a clown, I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town. A clown, that's what I'll be, a clown. Sometimes I feel all good inside and haven't got a thing to hide. My friends all tell me I'm the best. They think I'm better than the rest. It's times like this I act myself, and I let the clown stay on the shelf. Myself, myself, I think I'll be myself. I think I'll let the people see the comfortable inside of me. Myself, I'll be myself. It's only when I feel let down, I might be scared into a clown. But he can be himself when I can be myself. Myself, I think I'll be myself. How about you? Having a little something to drink and to eat. Yep. Speaking of clowns, there are lots of different kinds of clowns, you know, the way they put on their faces. Why don't we ask Picture Picture to show us some pictures of clowns, okay? Picture Picture on the wall, will you kindly show us all some pictures of clowns? Oh, look at him. Big eyelashes. Oh, there's a sad one. And a very wide-mouthed clown. One with a hat. And, of course, the mime. Oh, yes, the mime does look a little like a clown, doesn't it? Do you have a picture of him? Why, that's Mime Walker in front of King Friday's castle. I think that... Isn't that the way he was doing the kite yesterday? Somebody doing the kite? I like Mime Walker. He's near your window now. You mean Mime Walker? Let's go see if he's near our window. Oh, I'd like to see him. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were Mime Walker.
Well, I could be.
You could be?
Do you have a minute?
I certainly do. Is there anything that I could get for you?
Well, I need a table, and I need a mirror, and a little bit of water.
I think the kitchen's the best for that, then. Here's the table. I'll get you the mirror. Now, how much water? Do you need to drink a whole lot of it, or...?
No, I need about that much.
Oh, fine. All right. I'll slip through. You mean you're really going to become Mime Walker right here?
Right here.
Oh. Are you a daddy?
Yes, I am. I have two children.
Oh. And you work at other things? I've only seen you in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, well, I have a job teaching school.
He teaches school and he's a daddy. And then sometimes he just thinks he'll become Mime Walker. When you were a little boy, did you ever... do anything like that?
Oh, yes. I used to pretend that I was all kinds of things. Mostly games, ball players, baseball players, football players, things like that.
And you really played the games, too, did you?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. Yes, I played.
Does that hurt?
No. Not at all. Goes right on.
And then that helps people see your eyes, huh?
Yes, then they can see what my eyes do.
Do all mimes put white on their face?
Well, most of them do, because it helps people who watch them see what their face is doing.
And you put your hair a different way. Are you Mime Walker now? You have a coat on. I've never seen Mime Walker with a coat. There he is. That's the Mime Walker. You say you liked games, baseball and all. Would you mime a baseball for us? Baseball game? Would you? Good. Where would you like to do it? In that room. Good. The baseball diamond is over here, sir. Thank you, Baseball Mime Walker. Are you off on to the neighborhood of make-believe? Are you? Oh, you can go that way, this way. Maybe we'll see you there. I'm glad you stopped by here. It was fun to see the Mr. Walker underneath. And to know you, too. Come back, will you? Thank you, Mime Walker. Bye-bye. You can do mime? Sure you can. Let's look at the neighborhood of make-believe. Maybe we'll see him there. Here's Daniel's clock. There's the museum go-round. We're looking for the trolley. X's tree, Henrietta's house, and the factory. Oh, there's the trolley. Come on in, trolley. Trolley, this is a toucan. Toucan, this is trolley. Yeah. I'd like you to take us to the neighborhood of make-believe, if you would. You ready to go? Okay, in we go.
And so, Lady Elaine, most of the birds fly up in the sky or walk around on the beach below.
Oh, thanks, dear, for the wonderful lesson. Oh, those hummingbirds today were so fluttery. They were just going like that as they poked their little things.
Yeah, they are a nice bird, those hummingbirds. Now, I've got to be off now, and I'll probably see you tomorrow.
Wait a minute, dear.
What's wrong?
Well, nothing's wrong. Just tell me one thing. Does the toucan have a brass beak?
Well, I've never seen one that did. Why?
Well, there's one over at the castle garden. Just look right over there.
Aw, oh, Lady Elaine, that's one of King Friday's musicians with one of those blowing horns that they play.
Well, I'm going to find a toucan today if it's the last thing I do.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, dear, and toot-toot to you.
Toot-toot, Lady Elaine. You?
Fine.
Good. Would you sit down, please?
Thank you.
Sure would like a visit with you. You're one of King Friday's court musicians, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And that is a blowing horn, isn't it?
Yes, it's a French horn.
A French horn?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it called a French horn?
We don't really know.
Is that
so? Except it comes from the old hunting horns, and they used to hunt a great deal in France.
Oh, I see. It looks like it's very complicated.
Well, it's lots of tubing.
Yeah.
7 feet from the mouthpiece all the way down, around twice, and out to the bell.
Golly, you mean the air that you blow in there has to go around 7 feet of tubes?
Yes, it does.
Well, you must have to be strong to play one of those horns.
I guess it helps.
You know what? I would love to hear you play something on it.
Oh, all right.
Would you please?
Brahms Symphony.
Brahms Symphony?
First Symphony, the last movement.
You mean Mr. Brahms wrote those notes?
Yes, he did.
Golly, he must have been very special.
He was.
You know, I saw you put your hand in part of it, that big part at the bottom.
The bell?
Yeah.
Yes, well, we just placed the hand in gently, half in and half out for our regular playing, like this.
I see.
And then we take the fist.
Yeah.
And put it all the way in.
Uh-huh. And what's
this.
It sound like? Hey, that's great. Would you do that one again, please? It sounds like laughing, doesn't it? Boy, I like that. Could you help me with 3 plus 2, Mrs. Stanley?
Yes, I'd be glad to.
Well, you know, everybody who's been coming by, I've been asking them to help me with my numbers, because I'm trying to learn my numbers well, but 3 plus 2 has me stuck.
Well, count with me as I play.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. What do you mean, that's it?
That's it. 3 plus 2.
Is what?
Is the number you said, the last number you said when we were counting together.
Oh, golly, that's complicated. Do you mean that 3 plus 2 is 5?
That's what I mean.
Hey, do it once more,
oh,
will you?
Right?
Let me try. Wait a minute. That's a different note, Mrs. Stanley.
Well, notes don't matter. It's the counting that's important.
Oh, I see. Well, let me try now again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3 plus 2 is 5. Hey, Mom Walker, how are you? Mrs. Stanley, I'd like you to know Mom Walker. Hello, she says. Aw, you two have got nifty ways of saying hello. I'll tell you, you surely do.
But I have to say goodbye. I'm expected at a rehearsal at 14.
Oh, you are, really?
Yes, I am.
Oh, golly. Well, it sure is. I'm sure glad to hear you play. And would you do one more thing for me, Mrs. Dandley, before
yes.
you go? Would you play that pretty thing that Brahms wrote for Mime Walker? Wouldn't you like to hear it? Yeah. It sure is beautiful. Would you play it?
Goodbye.
You go to your rehearsal. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Stanley. As you go, I sure will be thinking of that, what you played for us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, bum. Hey, Mom Walker, do you like horns? Do you? Do you ever pretend you're playing a horn? Do you? What kind do you play? You gonna show me? That's a sliding kind of horn, isn't it? Is that what they call a slide trombone? Good for you. I didn't know you could do it. Musicians need numbers, don't they? Almost everybody needs numbers anymore. Do you know that Mrs. Stanley taught me 3 plus 2? Guess what it is? 5. 3 plus 2 is 5. Right. Do you have anything to teach me in numbers? What? 2 plus 3? Hey, she taught me 3 plus 2, and you're going to teach me 2 plus 3. Great. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, wait a minute. 3 plus 2 was 5. Put up your 2 and 3 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you mean to tell me that 2 plus 3 is the same as 3 plus 2? Well, that is really something to think about, isn't it? I'm going to go down to my roots and give it some thought, Mime Walker. Where do you go? Over to the castle? Oh, to see King Friday. Don't forget to make an appointment, okay? Yeah, on the pineapple can. Will you close my knothole, please? Thank you. 2 plus 3... is the same as 3 plus 2, and they are 5. Bye.
Now you like that banana, don't you? Look, he holds it with his foot while he eats some of it. Good for you, Toucan. Didn't those people in the neighborhood of make-believe have nifty ways of talking with each other? You know, Mime Walker said hello. And that must be Mrs. Stanley now, on her way to rehearsal. She's going down the street. Have a good rehearsal, Mrs. Stanley. That beautiful? Now we know something that Brahms has written. Da-da-dum. It's almost time for us to go today. I'll put your cover on as soon as I'm ready. Would you sing the Tomorrow song with me, Toucan? How about you? Bet you'd sing it, wouldn't you? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Oh, 2, 1. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, you see the stripes on this jacket? They go up and down. You remember how the ones on Mime Walker's jacket went? Across. Mm-hmm. It's good to look, and it's good to learn all kinds of ways. See you tomorrow. Come on, Toucan, off we go. Take you back to the zoo. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.